News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. It is 7:05 in the morning of the last day of November in the middle of storm watch. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Is this the one that's on?
Yes, it's
on.
Okay, well, great to be back.
You broke your microphone.
Well, our microphone right before we came on just came right off.
You broke your microphone.
Well, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
And everybody out there. And this, we're going to talk about some of the Christmas changes and events. Now, if you have been hearing otherwise, Saturday, December 1st, the parade, the lighted Christmas parade is on. It is on. Come rain or come shine. We will be out there in front of Angelo's Pizza, right in front of Jack's. So that's where we're going to be.
Okay.
In that area.
Okay. We're going to be there. You know, what happens is the screws come unscrewed there. People use it, and it was working yesterday.
You put me on the spot, buddy.
Why? Because I said, hey, good morning, Linda. That's putting you on the spot? Okay. How about if I said good evening, Linda? Would that be better? Hey, Bad Bob's here. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How was the ride in today?
My beautiful wife gave me a ride in her vehicle. My Jeep is sick.
Your Jeep is sick. Oh, maybe it's the color. It's that bright yellow and stuff. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on today. We're going to be talking, Senator Ted Gaines was going to probably be calling in. It's Ted Gaines. Now, who's Ted Gaines? He's our senator, but not until 2014. Jim Nielsen's going to be our senator, along with Ted Gaines. There's going to be a runoff election, which some people didn't know about. There's going to be a runoff election in January between Nielsen and his nearest opponent, and we will get all that. We'll have everybody on there. His opponent is a Democrat, and the won enough of the vote so that there is another runoff in January. And as was said in the paper, and ably so by Bruce Ross, is it's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars for that. So we'll be following that. We'll get, of course, both people back on, and so you'll get to know them. But now...
Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo moment, our market minute, every day, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. And this morning we have Josh Wiley. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Josh, are you there?
Hold on.
Josh?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, we've got two buttons here.
Okay,
and we've got a 50% chance of getting those buttons right. And right now our average is 2.4%. Anyway, you are on and you are on live, KCNR 1460.
Good morning. Well, we have a rather slow start to the market. Currently, the Dow is up 16 points at 13,037, while the NASDAQ is up 4 at 3,008. And the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,415. Oil's up 19 cents at $88.26 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.78%. Gold's down $4.20 at $1,725, while silver's down 23 cents at $34.20 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Bank of America is up 3 pennies at $9.86. Coca-Cola is down 21 cents at $37.77, while Home Depot is up a nickel at $64.29. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and say hello to Josh and his merry band of investment strategists. Hey, give him a call at 243-7561. All right. Like I said, we're going to have a big day today. I believe Gary Cad's going to try and call in here at around 7:30. Eric Wittstrom, of course, going to be talking economics and a bunch of other things. And like we said, Senator Ted Gain will be here.
And we have special tickets to give away.
Oh, it's the whole day. Plus, we have weather and all that. As soon as we get back, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm, that pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM. Let's go to the phones right away. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
The record
Searchlight website, their report on the recount had that the margin was only reduced by 2 votes, not by 9 votes.
He won by 9 votes.
Right.
It was a landslide.
Well, the unions tried and the unions failed.
Well, you know what? You know, Charles, that's a good, you know, that's a point. However, unions get to vote just like non-union people, and they have a right to, you know, they have a right. They said, look, this is so close, we want a recount. Now, here's the great thing about the recount, and I hope everybody understands this, is that they went, here is the original count had him in front by 11 votes. Mm-hmm. After the recount, after
counting every ballot again with people involved. You had both sides involved just watching.
Oh, yeah.
The count didn't change. It changed by what? Now he won by 9 votes. So, it changed by 2. So, that means the system, to me, in Shasta County, in Redding here, the system works.
Yeah.
That's what we should be, people should be happy about that. I am.
Yeah. Now, some of the commenters, you know, the same people who back during Bush v. Gore,
yeah,
were crying voter intent,
yeah,
are instead now singing the total opposite tune because
the other guy won.
Right.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that is people are going to do that. They're going to say, oh, my gosh, this was, this. But you know what? Anything that was close. Both sides looked at it. The full count, the people that challenged it that were paying for this, which was $7,700, by the way, they only did 2 challenges, and I think CAD's side only did 1 challenge. Anyway, but the bottom line is that what the way we did it, our system held up. And you know what? 9 votes, and I kid about a landslide. I mean, that means is that, you know, it's pretty much like the presidential election when you look at numbers, is that there's no mandate out there, but it's the only mandate is to take care of the citizens, so,
mm-hmm.
which is, I'm sure, Gary Cadd will do. He's been to every
exactly.
city council meeting. Dick Dickerson took care of the people. And I mean, these are both good people. I, in fact, saw Dick last night, and he was smiling. Maybe he had already heard. I guess he had already heard. And, he seemed like he seemed 10 years younger. So maybe he said, you know what, I'm out of here. But the people have spoken, and I truly believe that the city is going to go in a different direction.
Well, today's a new day.
Today's a new day. And tomorrow, the Christmas parade goes at 6 p.m. The lighted Christmas parade right here in Redding goes.
Hey, Charles, we always
want to be there early if you want to get a good seat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to be announcing, and Bad Bob's going to be announcing in a different spot.
Yeah, we always love when you call in, Charles. And by the way, tomorrow is December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And happy November, happy December.
You too.
Should be a new change.
Thank you, Charles.
Should be interesting the
bye.
Way that this all is going to come down with our new city council. The Redding Lighted Christmas Parade is happening. Starts at 6 p.m. Our Grand Marshal tomorrow is going to be our former state senator and veteran advocate, Maurice Johannesson. We love him.
He's the man.
Been totally instrumental in the building of the Veterans Cemetery and the new Veterans Home on Knighton Road. Senator Johannesson also served as the California State Secretary of Veterans Affairs. So thank you.
Built the chapel out at IGO.
Yes, he did. Something else in the news. We've got a couple things. We're going to talk about where you can get sandbags. We're going to talk to you about what George Lucas's future plans are. That's an interesting thing in the show business front. We have tickets to give away for a very coveted performance on Saturday evening. Stay tuned for that. Currently 58 degrees. On this November 30th in the downtown studios of KCNR, okay, when you look at the National Weather Service, it says 100% chance of showers. I know we had a pot, a couple things with plants in it that fell down at our house last night. Boy, was that gusty wind. It looks like we are going to have winds around 17 miles an hour with gusts up to 23 tonight, lows of around 53 and south winds around 17 miles per hour with gust winds again up to 23. And it looks like tomorrow we're going to have rain and same thing. So we go up to Tuesday with rain. But the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, what I would like to do for those of you of early birds that are listening, I am going to just forget about it. I'm going to give those tickets away right now while I'm thinking of it. Our good friend Val has brought us 2 tickets for a Cascade Theater Christmas, a Cascade Christmas, when this December 1st. So the first caller this morning is going to get 2 tickets for a Cascade Christmas. Give us a call and make it a beautiful night. You can see part of the parade, and then you can go inside and see a Cascade Christmas. Give us a call. Hope you guys be careful now when you pull over the side of the road to give us a call, because we know if you're not at home, you're on your way to work. There you go. That's our caller. And we'll announce your name in just a moment.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here in a second, and we're going to go back. Oh, in fact, I tell you what, I'm going to do it right now. The Christmas parade we just said is on. The Winterfest is on. The Palisadro Country Christmas has been postponed to December 7th. However, so if you were going to plan on going to that, that's been canceled to December 7th. Sandbags, let's go by where you can pick up sandbags if you need them. Now, this is for people that really need sandbags. You can't just go grab them. Palisadro Fire Station, Bella Vista Fire Station, French Gulch Fire Station, Cottonwood Fire Station, Jones Valley Fire District, Mountain Gate Fire Station 41, the Bernie Sheriff Substation, Shasta Lake Fire Station on Ashby. Let me see. Sanded bags will be available at the City Corporation Yard on Viking Way across from Big League Dreams. Reading Fire Station number 4 on South Bonneview. And Sunrise Excavating is offering free sandbags through the storm while supplies last. Trinity County is going to offer sand and bags at the Airport Road and Trinity Center. That's on Morgan Hill. And Mad River Road in Ruth. The Weaverville Solid Waste Transfer Site in Weaverville at 173 Tom Bell Road from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And also be available, gosh, okay, everywhere. And in Red Cross, if you need any help from the Red Cross, give them a call, 800-733-2767. Let's take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Candies in the third row down the street.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance, Ombicelli, next to Yak's.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Bill, you just won those two tickets. Come in to 1326 Market Street. That's where we're located. And come in and get your tickets for Saturday night's performance of A Cascade Christmas. A lot of stuff going on. Of course, again, the parade. Scott Joss, the Sideman, is going to be in concert tonight at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. And that's that Frank Lloyd Wright church. You know, the acoustics in there are killer. If you have not seen or heard of him, he is a Reading local talent. He's moved on, of course, and performed all over the world, but his major job has consisted of performing and recording with Merle Haggard and Dwight Yoakam. He's also a three-time California State men's fiddle champion, and he's got a concert again. He had a sellout earlier this year. So the tickets are $20, and they're available at the Music Connection. So you want to make sure in that. Of course, the Cascade Christmas, you don't want to miss that. And we're going to have some other tickets to give. Oh, my gosh. The newest star in Reading has just come through the door. Oh, my. Did you sleep at all last night?
Very little. Well, Gary, let's get Gary a cup of coffee and everything, and we'll bring you right on. So, you know, I just told Linda, just have him call in. Did she? What'd she do?
Linda, meaning your wife,
yeah,
Linda.
Linda, your wife. She rolled you out of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
You are on, baby. You are on. Okay. Your feet are now.
Let's get Gary a cup of coffee. Let's finish up this right here, a few things we're doing right here. Hey, as most people know now, Dr. Ray John was on the show yesterday, and the last 10 minutes of the show, he made his announcement that he was retiring from Haven Humane. And that, now here's a, he and Maggie have, for being here, I mean, relatively a short time, I mean, they've had such an impact on this community. Principal Superintendent of Bishop Quinn and the other Catholic school, and Maggie with the Women's Refuge. Then he was involved with the Good News Rescue Mission, helping people. And then after in 2008, when Haven Humane came apart with the CEO out there getting arrested and being found guilty of various charges, a variety of charges.
Pillars of the community.
And then so Dr. John took over. Absolutely right. And look where he is. And Linda and I are proud to call them friends. And he's a Marine. You know, there's never an ex-Marine. They're just Marines that are stepping in a different direction.
In fact, when you say ex, you correct people and say, no, there's no such thing. It's called former.
There's no such thing as an ex-Marine.
Yeah. Took anyway, me 5 years.
Now,
but
what Ray has also said is that what he'd like to do is, after he takes a few days off, but knowing Ray John, you know, it will be a couple of days, he'd like to go back down the Good News Rescue Mission and help the less fortunate get GEDs and help them achieve.
See, that's empowering, you know. And that's, you know, I can see you kind of enlighten someone's life. I think the position of being, you know, head of Haven Humane,
that's hard.
I was telling Carlos, you know, I think the person that would have to take that job would have to be someone like a prison warden almost. You know, it's very difficult because you have animals and they're helpless. They're helpless little creatures. And you're having to make executive decisions about, you know, finances and how many is too many and you know, where there's not enough room and what we have, you know, be creative and being able to have them be adopted. And it's
heartbreaking.
I can't even walk in there. It's very difficult.
Well, you know, also every morning he would have at least four phone calls, he said, three or four phone calls that would be cursing him because they took their animals and, you know, and he says every morning.
You need to ring your bell.
Yeah.
You need to ring your bell right now. Our shout out to Dr.
Ray
John.
And thanks a lot, you know.
And his lovely wife, Maggie.
And thanks a lot for coming on here on the show yesterday. And when you were talking, we wanted to talk about Haven Humane, telling us what was going on. Hey, one last thing. Winterfest kicks off at 4:30 today at the Market Street Promenade. That's going. And the lighting ceremony at 7 p.m.
Wow.
That's still going. Rain or shine.
Okay, you guys, this is the perfect time to get your winter gear out. We'll be right back. KCNR, 1460 AM.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's up about 30 points. Meanwhile, AAA is joining the growing controversy surrounding the new blend of gasoline containing 15% ethanol. The nation's largest automobile group is urging regulators and fuel producers to stop selling the new blend, citing the potential for consumer confusion, voided warranties, and vehicle damage. The new blend was approved by the Environmental Protection Agency back in June. Johnson & Johnson has named Alex Gorsky as chairman. Gorsky will replace outgoing chairman Bill Weldon December 28th. After 41 years with the company, Weldon announced he will be retiring during the first quarter of the new year. Johnson & Johnson's board decided to combine the chairman and CEO positions. And Apple is looking to take a bite out of the Chinese market. The tech giant is announcing the iPhone 5 will go on sale in China December 14th, with the iPad mini and fourth generation iPad becoming available December 7th. All three items are sold in over 40 countries. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bach. 7:35 in the morning on the last day of November. It is about 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with great coffee, great prices, and Tobacco and Brew will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Discounts for veterans. Joe and Shelley have done great things for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right. Gary Cadd.
I'm here.
City Councilman Gary can.
City councilman-elect at the moment, but yes, you're right.
Elect. Okay, you're right. Well, are you glad that you told your family to vote?
Oh, yes. I'm glad that everybody, thank you, that everybody get out and vote. You know,
nephews, bring them in, the whole thing, yeah, right. Yeah,
the thing with it is there was 52,244 votes cast in this election. And on November the 6th, I was the head, or could say I won, with 11 votes.
Oh, you were elected with 11 votes.
With 11 votes. Yeah. Then there was a recall. Some folks came forward with a
recount. Not a recall.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I keep coming out of my mouth.
Well, it's, you know,
but there was a recount.
Yeah.
It was brought forward, and to be quite truthful, you know, at the time when it came forward, but the thing with it is, and you stop and really think about it, if the shoe had been on the other foot, I most probably would have done the same
Absolutely.
Thing. 11 votes out of that manner, I mean, you've got to
go back and look at it. Right. What if there had been just like a, what if there had been like a bag over here? Not a bag, but what if, you know, people would just, mm-hmm. 11 votes out of that many, you would have to go for it.
Right. Well, and there's some irregularities within the votes. I mean, I didn't stay down at the recount. I went in the morning and thanked everybody for coming in. Then Linda and I, would get lunch and water and take down to them if they needed supplies or did whatever we'd do. But I didn't get ushered right back out again, which was fine. And, then you consider, 9 votes is what they came up with now. So they went back and they counted all the votes of all the precincts. And then when they completed that, I believe they went back and did 4 more precincts at a second recount.
I think you said the 4 largest.
Well, Gary, right. Can you share with us when a recount occurs, how does the process work? Is there an organization? Is somebody ahead of an organization? I mean, how do the mechanics work for that?
Well, any citizen can come forward and ask to have a recount. And any part of the recount, they can recount one precinct. They can recount the whole thing. They could run it through machine again. They can do a hand count. It's available. The only thing with it is you have to pay for the time for the Shasta County clerk and voter register to pay for have the folks come in. And the folks that come in and do that are the same ones that counted originally. For the most part, they're ladies that come in, but anybody can go do that and go in and go through and count them. And they count, they have 2 people, one person counting or mentioning, Dickerson, MacArthur, CAD, whichever the votes are, and then another set of eyes watching that, and then across the table from them, they have two other individuals that are keeping 2 separate tallies, and this is for the clerk's office. Then we were able, with our crew that we had there, we had another person keeping a tally. So there was 3 people keeping a tally, 2 for the county and 1 for
and then the ones that wanted the recount were also there. They were there keeping their count.
Right. So. And we also had a set of eyes watching the call.
Right.
So we had 2 people. There was 4 tables. We had 4 workers from the county sitting at the tables. And then we had 2 of our individuals overseeing it. And then the other side, the people that brought the recount, were also watching what was going on. So there's eyes all over the place, you know, in what's going on. And if there's a question ballot, they discuss it and either move forward with it or it became a challenge. And I think there was only... Mine's eye tells me, if I remember correctly, there was only 3 or 4 ballots out of 52,244 that were even challenged amongst the workers. So it was quite interesting that.
What I find, and I said it before, and I'll say it again, is, well, first of all, a big shout out to Kathy mm-hmm. Garland Allen, because Kathy's people there, when they made the original count, after all this, after the hand counting everything, there was a change of 4 votes. Except Missy, I think Missy picked up some more votes.
Yeah, well, Missy.
I guess we're lucky that we weren't electing a king over that election, yeah. Or Missy would have been queen of Reading there.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's probably true. And it was nice, and I congratulate her. She and I haven't spoken, but that.
You know what? She's looking forward. I saw Missy last night, and she's looking forward to working with you. And as we talked about, it's for the people. It's not a partisan call.
And you get sworn in on this coming Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and you mentioned something here just before we went on here that it was June the 30th today. And I thought, my gosh, June the 30th. I can remember, not June, but November 30th.
Oh, yeah.
November 30th.
Don't make slips like that.
Right, okay. Right. November 30th. And I was sitting here going, my gosh, I remember November the 6th. This whole few weeks has been just a complete blur of what's going on. But at least now, we went out to dinner last night and relaxed a little bit and got a good night's sleep last night and sort of relaxing a little bit. And when I leave here, I'm going back home. I've got the packet for next the city council meeting, and there's a couple of people with the city that want me to come in and talk to them today or Monday before the meeting Tuesday. So.
Well, we've got to take a break here. What I'd like to talk about, and Linda and I'd like to ask you when we get back, is what do you see facing the city? What are some of the things you'd like to accomplish in your first 90 days? If anybody can accomplish anything in 90 days when it gets to government. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is newly elected, but not sworn in yet, city councilman for Reading, Gary Catt. Machine You Ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley Davidson also has a full service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM.
You know it's bad when you got your glasses on, and then you put another pair on thinking your real glasses aren't on. I've been doing that all morning.
And then you realize, well, I can see pretty good now.
So I've got two 1.5s. I need a 3. You're pointing at something here. Oh, crap.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors.
Yes, MC! Oh,
Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. You know what? The guys down there, the men and women down there, we're going to give you a great deal. Hey, you know what's happening here is the sales tax is going up in January. Maybe you want to buy that car, truck, or SUV now. Well, they're going to be able to give you a deal, whether it's new or previously owned. Then their service department, second to none, they're going to keep you on the road.
Oh, they want to move the inventory.
Oh, yeah. They do. They want to move the inventory before, you know, all the taxes and all this other stuff starts. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Right here in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177. Plus the fact it's bad weather. You go in there the last day of the month. You know what? They may give you a car.
All right. You know that we're going to be having heavy rain on Saturday. Today it looks like our temperatures are going to be high of 56 and low around 53. And there's just rain in the forecast. If you're in danger of flooding, or if you think that, you know, your ground is going to get saturated and plumbing's backing up or whatever, the Palisades Fire Department, station number 32 on Deschutes Road, has sandbags. Bella, also French Gold Fire Station, number 59. Cottonwood Fire Station, number 23. Jones Valley Fire District, that's at 14680 Ravine Road. Mountain Gate Fire Station, number 41. Shasta Lake Fire Station, that's on Ashby Court. The City Corporation Yard, which is on Viking Way in front of building number 3, and Reading Fire Station number 4, that is on South Bonnie View Road. So while you still can, and you have a feeling that you could possibly be in any kind of flooding zone or danger, do go get your sandbags.
Is it just me, or do you feel underwhelmed by the storm so far? I mean, it's this buildup
was
so
was
big. Maybe it was, okay, the wind was blowing hard, but we've had it that bad. And I realize that Bad Bob's out there, and all the animals, the goats, the rabbits, the critters, and he's got one bear on the porch. They're all staying at his house. But, I mean, I kind of expected, you know, just sheets of rain going sideways.
We had a sand machine on. It kind of took out a little bit of it.
You can't make it to your car without being totally drenched.
Carl walks in the first thing after last night. We'll have to share last night with you. And takes the chimes down.
Well,
because I like the chimes.
These aren't chimes. These things are like logs going boom, boom.
This is the emergency microphone stand. I will tell you something, statistics.
I wish you could see this. The emergency microphone during emergency.
No, this is my arm.
This is your FEMA microphone.
I will tell you that in the last 24 hours, Shasta Lake came up 1.5 feet. Anybody care to take a guess at how much water that represents? Oh. We did the math this morning.
Okay, how much?
Brenda and I did the math.
Well, you know what?
10 billion, with a B, gallons of water coming into Shasta Lake. Does that just stagger the mind?
Totally. Wow. You know what? That means that could run the government for 4 hours. Okay. Well, speaking of government, here's Gary Cabb. We have a chance to talk to him. Okay, Gary, we've given you a chance to think about this. First things you want to accomplish
exactly
during the first 90 days.
Reading Electric Utility Commission.
Okay.
That's pretty
you all
clear.
Want to establish a commission.
Yes.
And you've got the votes.
Yes.
And okay, now there's the votes.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't know if I've got the votes because I haven't really talked to two other individuals.
Right.
I know Mr. Jones and I think along the same line. So, and Mr. Bassetti has been there. So, yeah, we need to have to go forward with the Reading Electric Utility Commission. And that commission I envision being 7-member commission. I envision a mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, a CPA, and an attorney, plus 3 individuals from the community that have electric.
And these are all volunteers now.
All volunteers.
All volunteers.
And
all
volunteers,
and
just like the CSAC commission.
It's been set up before.
Yes, we had one up until 1994, and we need to look at this. We need to look at the late fees. I know there's roughly $2 million being put into the general fund. Some of that money needs to be put back into REU. Some of that money needs to be used to help the poor and working poor. There are other programs that we need to be working on. So we need to be looking at REU and the commission and moving forward on the issues. And I've spoke right here at this very microphone about these issues before.
Yeah, there's no surprises here. Okay.
No.
City staff. Different types of relationships with city staff.
Well, is I've been in and talked with Mr. Starman. You see, Mr. Starman, Mr. Tippin, and Mr. DuVernay, and I had about an hour and a half meeting, and they told me, which I presume is going to happen, but I said, now when you go into City Hall, it's different. You're no longer just Gary Cadd. And so I'm thinking that and try to always treat them, because the city, Mr. Starman has allowed me to go into the city and to any department and talk to a department head or an individual.
Kurt Starman's a good guy.
He's allowed me to go get in. When I have a question, I get my question answered.
Kurt Starman is responsive and he's a good man.
Right. And he's good, allowing me the same thing to go in to look. And it doesn't mean I'm going to be in digging around wanting to dig something up. It's just that if there's problems, you want to come to the bottom of the problem. And I'm looking forward to that. And I think you folks and people in the city know that I dig on.
Yeah.
I find something and I dig on it, and we try to find, you know, the level ground to where we should be.
I don't think there's going to be too many surprises. I can't think of too many surprises because you've been very clear for the last 3-4 years,
right?
At least here on the show, down at the city council meetings, because you've been to everyone. You've been to them more than the city council members.
Yeah, I think Patrick's the only one that's got a better record than I do, because I only missed two since January of 07. So,
amazing. Well, now, are we going to see you out at the lighted Christmas parade on Saturday?
You bet. Well, the Christmas tree is going to be lit tonight.
Tonight,
six.
But tomorrow's the lighted Christmas tree parade. Saturday,
and
night.
I'll be there. I'll have my, if I have to have my slicker suit on, I'll
I
be there.
I love it. I love it. We'll
be out in our slicker suit.
Neon yellow.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Our guest is Gary Cadd, our newly elected, man for city council. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stand in the place where you live.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA 5106. This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM with Carl Lindebach. It is Friday morning, 7:55 in the morning on November the 30th. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get colder. It's not going to get warmer. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air provides quality service. When it's hot outside, you're cool inside. When it's cold, you're warm. That's, you know what? Simple. Life is simple. You hit the ball, you catch the ball. You throw the ball. You heat the house, you cool the house. You make sure the system works. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or look at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Reading City Councilman-elect Gary Cadd. Elect. Now, you're going to be taking the oath when?
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. And then does that mean you sit there?
Tuesday night, I will set up with the council members.
And so you don't want to have, they're not going to like crayon your name there or anything. You'll have a regular name.
No, the meeting will start and Mr. Dickerson will be the mayor. He will conduct the meeting and then they will accept the results of the election.
Okay.
And then at that point in time, I think there'll be a stand down and a changeover and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And we're going to have coffee and cookies in the back room. And
another good reason to come.
Yeah. And you know, and the thing with it is that we have to show due respect to Mr. Dickerson.
He's been on the
council for 8 years and his public involvement, you know, with the legislature and
he
with the board of supervisors.
He has served our community well.
That's right. So we need to give him the respect
he deserves.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yesterday he was talking, last night we were at the Chamber of Commerce event, that he was talking to Ted Gaines, Senator Gaines, who will be our senator in 2014. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know this is convoluted, but he and whoever during this election, it'll probably be Jim Nielsen, but will be sharing us for a year. And then 2014 it changes. And I told him, I said, you know, they're talking water issues. I said, here, Dick Dickerson, just, you know, nobody knows more about it than Dick. He's been around this so much. So talking with Senator Gaines. Anyway, okay, Reading Electric Commission, Utility Commission. What else? What else are you looking at?
Well, there's a lot of issues. CalPERS is going to be coming looking for money. I know some of the people in the election told me that Gary was negative. Well, I don't think Gary's negative. Gary's a realist. I mean, when we have a storm cloud sitting on the horizon, we need to effectively, well, it's like with the rain now, you got to prepare for it, it's coming. Well, we have a storm cloud on the horizon coming with the CalPERS. They didn't receive the money that they needed to from their investments, and there's quite an amount there, so we're going to have to get ready to where that money's going to come from. So our streets and roads, we need to start allocating the money for the streets and roads. I'm on the road work group, so we need to be working on that.
Do you see any a temporary raising of like a sales tax or something?
I do not. We've already got our sales tax going up now. Well, we're going to raise our sales tax for the city of Reading so that more people would go buy all of their goods, especially through Christmas time, buy all their goods someplace else. I mean, no, I don't think that's going to be happening.
Okay.
And the people of the city of Reading.
So no raising of taxes.
Right. So the people of the city of Reading have been rather straightforward over the years about sales tax. They don't want it, and we'd have to put a vote of the people. So that's not going to happen.
No, you're right.
One thing before we go, though.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. I want to mention this, folks. Driving down this morning, I live up Placer, coming down, it's raining out there. It has been raining. It's windy. There's leaves all over the place. We need to slow down. We need to keep an eye on what's going on around us. I mean, we've got a weather storm coming, and it is time to drive carefully. So I just please just slow down a bit. I know I'm doing it. If the speed limit's 35, we could be doing 30. So just
becoming that fatherly figure, are you there, Gary Cadd?
Well, I mean, you don't want people to get hurt.
No, you don't. Especially,
way to ruin a day.
It does. You know, especially right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Gary, I know this wasn't planned. You know, I just called just to have you say a few words, you know, give us a phone call, but it's you. I mean, here you show up like you always do.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, no, thank you, and congratulations on your election. And next Tuesday ought to be pretty fulfilling here. This is, you've run before, and you've never stopped.
Have to take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. All right. Reading City Councilman-elect Gary Cadd. When we come back, we've got Eric Wittstrom here from Five Star Bank. Now, we're going to be talking economics. We're going to talk a lot more. There's been a lot of things coming up with the new tax raises, Proposition 30, Obamacare, and all that. How does that affect people with the this coming year in the economy and businesses? We're going to find out. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Obama is about to land in Pennsylvania to push his plan to pull the economy back from that so-called fiscal cliff, a plan Republicans in Congress say relies too much on higher taxes, not enough on spending cuts. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin's live in Hatfield, PA.
The president will speak from the factory floor of a toy maker, Rodon, manufacturer of Kinect and Tinker Toys. It's the type of place the president argues will be hit hard if taxes go up on middle-class families. We'll hear a familiar demand that Congress extend Bush-era tax rates on 98% of Americans while raising rates on the wealthiest. It's part of a $1.6 trillion tax hike proposal included in the White House fiscal cliff offer, an offer Republicans dismiss as laughable, Chris.
The Senate's voted to approve new economic sanctions against Iran. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor's live in Washington.
There was not a single vote against the sanctions.
On this amendment, the yeas are 94. The nays are zero.
The Senate's idea is to raise pressure on Iran to give up its nuclear program with new restrictions on Iranian ports and shipbuilding, and also with a ban on sales and transfers of precious metals to Iran. The White House opposes these sanctions, saying they're not flexible enough. Chris?
Pope Benedict is praising the United Nations vote in favor of recognizing a separate Palestinian state.
The Holy See welcomes the vote on the resolution, although it doesn't see it as answering all the problems or the solution to all the problems in the region, but it is a step in the right direction.
That's Vatican media advisor Greg Burke. The American and Israeli governments are not so keen on that vote. A Cold Spring, Minnesota police officer has been killed responding to a call about a man said to be suicidal. Officer Tom Decker shot twice. It's being described as an ambush. He died at the scene, leaving behind a wife and four young kids. 34-year-old Ryan Larson is in custody. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Internet in Syria, but some word about the latest fighting's making its way out to Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. She's live in Jerusalem.
Syrian rebels are still fighting with regime troops in Damascus, but the manager of the airport says it's open as usual after it was forced to close yesterday. Meanwhile, the UN's refugee agency says Syrian refugees are being shot while fleeing into Jordan. Here's the chief spokeswoman.
The hospitals in Jordan are receiving injured people practically every single day who cross the border.
The UN agency also says that 250,000 people are living in temporary shelters in Homs without basic needs. Chris?
There's a hearing today in Sacramento over a new California law banning anti-gay therapy for kids.
The law is scheduled to go into effect at the first of the year. It prohibits licensed therapists from using counseling techniques that advocates claim can change a person's sexual orientation from gay to straight. Four mental health practitioners and two families who say their sons were helped want a federal judge to block the law, which is the first of its kind in the country. California state attorneys argue that the ban protects minors from a practice that's condemned by mainstream mental health associations. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
Voters in Washington State and Colorado may have been celebrating since their states legalized recreational pot use, but some employers are not so high on the idea.
Legal experts say workers who fail drug tests can still be fired, even if the pot was smoked days earlier and there was no impairment on the job. Courts have ruled employers still have the right to have a drug-free workplace, and marijuana is still illegal under federal law. Unions, however, say they'll fight for their members who get fired, arguing marijuana should be treated like alcohol, and only when job performance is affected should the worker be open to discipline. Employers worry about the new law making it harder to hire workers and the expensive legal bills when they enforce their drug policies.
That's Dan Springer, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's 8:05 in the morning, the last day of November, and a wind-swept storm struck North State of California. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Our temperatures are going to be staying around where we are right now. We have a south wind around 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23. So I don't know about you, but I had pads and pots. So, you know, be careful about all that stuff. Be mindful of that. Take stuff in and tie it down. It looks like we'll have rain again tonight with temperatures around 53. Again, with a south wind around 17 miles per hour with gusts around 23. The weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. And we now go to Wells Fargo Market Minute. Josh, what's going on?
Well, we have a lackluster open on Wall Street this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 4 points at 13,026, while the NASDAQ is down 4 at 3,007, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,415. Oil's up 51 cents at $88.58 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.79%. Gold's down $4.40 this morning at $1,725, while silver's down 30 cents at $34.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's up 16 cents at $90.84, Citigroup's down 38 cents at $34.83, while Qualcomm's up 16 pennies at $63.51. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. And if you want to go down to visit them, they're on Park Marina Drive, or give them a call at 243-7561. They're there to help.
Okay, now we're so excited about this. We saw Amy last night. We were talking about we love to do our fitness tip. This is how we always start our Friday mornings. Amy, what's happening from Adamson's Peak Performance?
Good morning and happy Friday. And it was so great to see you guys last night and be a part of you guys getting awarded. It was just awesome. You guys look great.
Well, thank you. We were, it was an honor to be acknowledged, by the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Well, you absolutely deserve it. You guys definitely deserve it.
Thank you. So what's going on? Tell us.
Speaking of the dinner we have last night, you know, we're going to be having a lot of holiday dinners and parties to go to. And I kind of want to give people a quick little tip on how to handle these holidays. It's called crowd out your cravings. So we all get tempted by the sweets and the treats, but if you're at like a buffet or at kind of like a dinner where there's a lot of food laid out, You want to crowd out the cravings by making sure you fill your plate with lots of vegetables, lots of salad, and the protein. And then when you get to the dessert, you're going to be pretty full from having all those other good items that you won't want as much dessert. And don't be afraid to have the sweets or the treats or the stuffing and that kind of stuff, the potatoes, but just have a less amount. For instance, last night at that dinner that we were at, guys, I had a huge plate of the salad and the green beans, and then I had the ham, and I had a very little taste of the stuffing and a very little taste of the potatoes. Just enough to give me a sense of, oh, that tastes good, but not so much that it was taking over my plate.
There you go.
So well, you know what? The only problem with that, Amy, is that I wanted to do that, but my plate was filled with dressing and cranberry sauce, and I had to put about two, and the salad just barely fit on the top. And I made Linda carry the pie back.
I like that too. Thank you. I felt good about the fact that I had a lot of salad and green beans as well. So, and you know what? It's true. Those are mindful tips about, you know, fill up on the vegetables, you know, fill up on the things and on the good foods so right. that when you're filled up and you're not really, you know, craving the stuff that maybe might not be as good for you. And it was so hard during this season. So, you know, go ahead.
And if you can remember, too, the three things that help your stomach feel fuller longer is water, because that's going to help stretch the receptors, and then vegetables or fiber, that's going to help make you feel fuller longer, and then finally, protein, the meats and stuff, release a peptide Y, and it really triggers your brain to feel fuller longer.
Okay. Amy.
I like the science
of it. It was great seeing you last night, Amy. You and your husband, yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And who was also his organization was also nominated.
Yeah, the Rose
as a business of excellence too.
That's right. They treat a lot of good people over there, taking care of a lot of good people with physical therapy and vertigo,
and
so they do a great job.
Super. Okay.
Well, Amy from Adams's Peak Performance, thank you for our Friday fitness tip of
thanks,
the week.
Guys.
All right, thanks. Hey, Eric Wittstrom is with us this morning, the president, and he is more than just a president. We're going to talk more about what's going on with Five Star Bank and finances and so on and so forth. We've got a lot in front of us here in the next hour on KCNR 1460 AM.
15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Free Fire Radio, it's a fun which invites.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, Carl and Linda, 14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 care providers providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the assistants at Home Helpers has been background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. You want to see if perhaps that Home Helpers can help you out, can assist you during the season and further on? Give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. 226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Home Helpers. Our guest, Eric Whitstone, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, and probably even more.
Maybe. I don't know.
To the ocean.
Maybe things I haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, well, we'll just make them up as we go along. Eric, it's been a while since you've been on, so thanks for coming back on.
It's good to be here, Carl. Well, it's always great to be here. You know, we've got a little wet Friday morning, but we're wrapping up a 2012 and looking forward to 2013, so it's kind of a nice time to be on.
Well, you know what? I shouldn't say this, so I won't. But, yeah, well, I'm a little bit underwhelmed by the storm. I was expecting, like, sheets of rain. I was expecting to have to take Linda and put her under my arm.
Yeah, be careful what you wish
for.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah. You know, it's probably going to hit me. And then tomorrow during the Christmas parade, I'm standing out there hanging on to the car. Yeah, okay. You're right. I take it all back. One of the things is, and here's maybe, I don't know if this is a disclaimer, but to let people know, KCNR, 1460 AM, is on the air because we took a plan and a vision to Five Star Bank and to Eric. And Eric went to bat for us, and we were able to open up the station. And
December 14th, we kicked off.
Yeah,
we were
right
on the air.
This
and Bob Alonji.
Finishing up. Year number three, going into year four,
and we have been in partnership with you. Here we are now with a new election that has transpired. We're going into another term with President Obama. People are kind of, where am I going? How am I doing this? So we're going to get into that, but we also have a very, very, very special call today with our new state senator, Ted Gaines, is on the line. Good morning and welcome to the show, Senator.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're great, and we're so thrilled. We saw you last night, so thank you for calling in this morning. We're here with Eric Whitstrom, of course, president of Five Star Bank.
Wonderful. How are you doing, Eric?
Good, Ted. Now, good morning. You made it back safe and sound, huh?
Yes. That was quite a bit of rain that was coming down and wind.
Yes.
Yeah, the wind was really picked up. Now, I've got to make an announcement here, is that Senator Ted Gaines, Eric Whitstrom of Five Star Bank, and Linda Bott of KCNR, 1460 AM, were all classmates at Rio America High School.
Well, what a coincidence.
Well, they were sitting there doing the cheers last night, all together doing cheers from the school. I'm not sure.
Well, we may have a few years apart. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I don't remember 68. So, 1968 is gone. I'm not sure where
somewhere
it is.
We're in the 70s there.
Anyway.
But thank you so much for calling in. And, of course, you know, you had an overwhelming win, especially here in the North State.
Well, thank you. I'm honored and look forward to serving in the Senate and understanding the issues in the North State, and we'll be focusing on Shasta and Siskiyou counties and Redding in particular to make sure that I'm addressing the needs of my constituents. So.
Well, Senator, one of the things that you've done is I think you've been one of the people leading the attack against that high-speed rail.
Well, I've been very critical because I'm concerned about our budget in general and our indebtedness as a state And every time they've come up with a revision, it's costing the taxpayer more money. And the original legislation called for the first $10 billion in spending with a build out at about $33 billion, and now they're talking $88 billion. And there's been a lot of mismanagement, and I just hate to see taxpayers' money wasted.
Well, I mean, it's a. It seems like they can find new places to spend money all the time, and yet Proposition 30 appears that the California, our fellow California residents, don't mind raising taxes for them.
Well, I was really struck, shocked actually that proposition passed, and as we see, there are already proposals for tax increases. We heard the proposal by Senator Ted Lieu to triple the vehicle license fee. We've also heard of a proposal just recently, I think it was in the paper today, by Senator Leno to take a look at lowering the threshold for parcel tax taxes for the expenses of operating schools. And we're going to see a lot more of that, and I would think that people would rise up throughout the state and say, you know what, we've had it. We don't need to get back to pre-Prop 13 days where we saw assessments happening on an annual basis for our homes across the state, and I think that's where we're headed.
Okay. Hey, Senator, I hope you can stay with us for a few minutes. We've got to take a quick break.
Sure, you bet.
Okay. Our guests today are Senator Ted Gaines, who be taking over completely here in 2014, but also Eric Widstrom, the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 AM. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Ooh, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the Horsecake.
Yeah! Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. It's 8:23 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. What can I say? They're happy customers. Shasta Gas Propane offers senior and veteran discounts, and their prices are competitive. Why not stay warm? Why not deal with a locally owned, family-operated business? That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Our guests today are Senator Ted Gaines, our new senator, and also Eric Wistrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. Welcome back, Senator.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, other people have questions too. Here.
Well, Ted, I got to tell you, we're on your website, and you and Beth have been married since 1985 and have six kids.
Yes. Yeah, it's chaos at home, I tell you.
It's a beautiful thing. You know what? Seeing you last night at the Chamber of Commerce event. You know, you're so committed. I mean, first of all, to be the father of six children, to make it into being elected overwhelmingly so as the state senator representing, the North State, and to be able to drive from Sacramento to Reading and then back. And here you are this morning, just alert and with it, and we commend you.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to come on your show this morning. I appreciate it, and we've just been blessed with six beautiful children, and four of them are college age.
Wow.
And we've got a 10-year-old and a 17-year-old. Those are our youngest, but we had a lot of support from the other kids helping out around the house. And
Ted, this is Eric. I've got four, two in college and two in high school, and I can't imagine six. I had the record.
We got three of them graduated. I've got a fourth daughter who's come into my business, and they're just doing great. We love the CSU system. Two of our oldest twin daughters graduated from Sac State with business degrees last December.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we even with the tuition increases, it's still a good value.
No, it's a great education. I have one finishing at Sac State and one finish at Chico. So
great.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, you know, we have a dog, and that about kicks our butt. And it's a small dog. Okay, Senator, veterans homes, two veterans homes, one in Fresno and one here are built. They're beautiful. We're paying a couple of $1 million a year to keep people from stealing the copper out of it.
Yes.
When do you think they're going to open? I mean, we were promised they were going to open, and in the dark of night, they stole the money. And I say they, the Democrats.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? How are y'all going to fight this to get those things open?
Well, we've got to continue to shout out. I will continue to focus on it. I was very disappointed that things did not move as quickly as we'd like to see. They are going through starting an interview process for hiring, and we're hoping in 2013 that we're able to move forward and open it up and start having veterans come in and use those beautiful facilities. And Carl, I know you've been a real advocate for that. I appreciate all your efforts. You're down here at the Capitol pushing for that, and we will continue to work on that and do everything that we can. Unfortunately, some of the leaders down at the Capitol don't think that's a priority. And so we have to continue to remind them that we have Americans that have put their lives on the line from generation to generation, and we have an obligation to take care of them. And we're seeing some of the effects of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan in terms of some of the impact with the trauma that these troops are going through. We've got to take care of them at all levels and all ages.
Well, it is true. And, you know, we're unfortunately, most of the people that would be going into the veterans home are older. And our World War II veterans are dying off, you know, thousands of month, maybe even tens of thousands. And the Korean War veterans are also in the, you know, at that age where they're starting to die off. And how scary this is, our Vietnam groups are up there in their, you know, late 60s, early 70s. Yeah. And yet, for some reason, and this is, I think, was what confuses the veterans here, or it's, you know, why can't they find an other, you know, I read out $12 million, but come on. We spend right. that much in chump change taking care of people here illegally.
Right. And I think that there are ways of reforming how we provide a lot of our government services that would literally bring billions of dollars to our bottom line. And I am committed to government reform and how we provide those services. And the governor, to his credit, has been doing some of that. And so I'm hoping I can work with the governor on finding additional efficiencies in how we provide programs that would then provide general fund funding for veterans. And so I'm going to continue to work on it, and we just cannot give up.
Well, you know what? We really appreciate you being with us, Senator. And I know it's kind of a last-minute thing from yesterday. If you can stay on with us, we'll be, you know, more than happy to finish talking up or to finish discussing how we can do things to work with the Democratic administration.
You bet. You want to do that today, or are you talking about
sure.
the future?
No, well, no. always in the future. You always got a voice here. Sure. But if you've got time today, we would love to have you stay
unless,
on.
Unless it's time to strap on the gloves and get downtown.
Get down, yeah.
I've got a commitment. I probably could stay on like another 15 minutes.
Oh,
is that
fabulous.
That's great. That's
there
great. We
wonderful.
Can do that. Okay.
Our guest is Senator Gaines. We're going to be right back. KCNR 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president has just arrived in Pennsylvania, where he'll be making his case for how to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Sakura toy manufacturer behind Tinker Toy and Kinex Brands. It's his latest effort to pressure Congress to pass a tax rate extension for most taxpayers while raising rates on the wealthiest.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern.
The latest White House offer was met with resistance from Republicans. Much of that offer mirrors the budget plan submitted by the president last year, including $1.6 trillion in new taxes over a decade and stimulus-style spending for out-of-work and struggling homeowners.
And Oscar host Seth MacFarlane inviting college students to join him on stage at the Academy Awards. The Family Guy creator saying those winners will be selected from those who submit videos on how they'll contribute to the future of film. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yax.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's 8:35 in the morning. It's the last day of November in the middle of this weather that we're having. 57 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Great conversation, great people down there. I can't say enough about them. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Our guest today, Senator Ted Gaines, who is our new incoming senator, kind of serving half and half with whoever wins the Nielsen runoff, probably be Jim Nielsen. They'll be kind of working together. So we have two senators, and then of course Eric Wistrom, the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. So, Ted, good morning. Senator, good morning.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, oh, I didn't know if we were back yet. We're moving buttons around here. Eric's got a question for you.
Ted, great. So Thanksgiving, I'm there with my family, and we're relaxing on Friday, watching some football, and I'm opening my mail, and I get this letter, nice glossy letter that says, here's your parcel tax for fire prevention. Any comments?
Well, it wasn't the turkey you were expecting, was it?
No, it wasn't the turkey I was expecting. No.
No, it's, I tell you, it is a nightmare. Yeah. I think it's an illegal tax, and I've been fighting it. We carried a referendum to try to reverse that, and we gathered thousands of signatures across the state, but did not reach the threshold to get it back on the ballot to repeal it. So what's happening is that it went through the legislature on simple majority votes. I truly do believe it's a tax, and I'm going to be carrying legislation to try to repeal it in this next year. People are angry, and there doesn't seem to be a direct correlation. I mean, you could make one argument that, hey, we need better fire protection, and people are going to have to pay for that fire protection, but that's not what's happening here. This money is going into the general fund, and it's not being used to hire more firefighters or more fire equipment.
Right.
It's very very unclear in terms of how that money's going to be spent. And my fear is that this goes into the general fund.
Well, and as I've read up on it, as a property owner, it kind of vaguely says it's for fire prevention measures, but it doesn't say fire protection. And like you said, it won't hire one more firefighter.
Right, right. And we've got tens of thousands of people throughout California that are already in fire districts.
Right.
So you're paying your local parcel fee for your local fire department. But if you're in a state responsibility area, you're getting another bill. And people are just fuming. And I think it also is going to create problems at the local level for local fire departments that need additional equipment to go back to the voter and ask for additional money when they're getting hit with this tax and there doesn't seem to be any direct correlation with actually getting new firefighters or fire equipment in your area.
And, you know, Senator, I understand is that the first bill is for, what, 2011? and you're going to get one for 2012 and another one for 2013, all within a few months?
Gosh, I'm not sure on the timing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
it is an annual bill.
This bill that you got was for 2011, wasn't it?
Yeah, our Shasta County assessor, she sent a nice letter out kind of explaining it. She certainly will help collect it because it's the law, but doesn't support it. But clearly stated that this bill is for 2011. I'll receive one in the first quarter of next year for 2012, and then shortly thereafter one for 2013.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a nightmare.
And it is.
Thank you, Sacramento.
Yeah.
Well, Senator, I know that my parents live in Loomis, Granite Bay, actually,
right.
Granite Bay area.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom, 80, my dad, 82, their house, they've worked, you know, the American dream. They paid their house off, and they're on a limited income. And they just got the fire tax, which, first of all, their electricity went up, even though they're on a fixed. Just went up $100 more a
right.
month. And now the fire tax came. That was another $150 smack.
Right.
And they are living right down, you know where Walden Woods is. They're living right down, like, from less than a mile from a firehouse, from a
yeah.
fire station.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are feeling incensed about an unnecessary bill, an unnecessary tax.
Absolutely. And we're going to... That's why I'm going to carry legislation in this next year to see if we can't repeal it. There's been a lot of anger, actually, on both sides of the aisle. I'm hoping I can get my colleagues across the aisle to work in concert with me in getting this passed through the legislature. There's also another approach. We've got Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, and they filed a class action lawsuit, and so we're waiting for the result on that. They truly believe that this is illegal, as I do, and we're going to attack it from two fronts, and hopefully we'll be successful on at least one of them.
Okay. Our guest is Senator Ted Gaines, and we've got people lined up to ask you a question. I know you can stay a couple more minutes, but we've got to take a...
Terry was just on and off.
Okay. Well, let me ask you the question now. He said, one of our callers said, what about other structures? Do you think that that's going to be included next year instead of just, you know, just houses? Are they going to start going after barns and then sheds and all this?
You know, I can't speculate. I just don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't bring it up.
That for taxes in general, there's going to be a lot of proposals coming forward for tax increases because of the success of Prop 30. So, we've got to be vigilant, and we've got to get people activated throughout the state. I'm not convinced that even people across the political spectrum believe that we're being good stewards of their money. And so we've got to convince Democrats and all people along the political spectrum that, hey, if you're not getting your money's worth, then shouldn't we be holding back on any additional tax increases?
Uh-huh.
Why aren't we reforming government and how we're providing those services, eliminating those that are unnecessary, and focusing on the essentials of government functions?
Okay. Hey, you know what? We're getting close to that time. You're going to have to bounce out of here, and we've got to take a break anyway. So, Senator Ted Gaines, so we appreciate you so much giving us a call this morning. We hope this is the first of many, many. We had you on the show a couple years ago, and you know, things
that,
were
yeah.
yeah. Well, we
and
were happy to do
you
that.
You want to check out Ted Gaines' website? It's very informative, and it's a way for you to. If there's something that's really bugging you, you can email, and it's very interactive.
Great. Well, thank you, Carl, Linda, Eric. I appreciate it.
Well,
thank
our
you.
Pleasure.
It was good seeing you here last night because with the weather the way it is, and you showed up. I mean, this was not an easy trip, and I hope that's just a harbinger of how we're going to be seeing you in our district. I have
Team
a feeling
player.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it.
All
right. Well,
absolutely.
Have a great Christmas if we don't talk to you before then. And thanks again, Senator Ted Gaines.
Thank you. Take care.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can.
Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. November 30th, we just had Senator Ted Gaines on, our new senator elect. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. You know what's going to look really good under a Christmas tree? Or yes. A holiday tree.
A set of keys.
No.
An old flathead.
The motorcycle itself. Sneak it in. Okay. Sneak it in while he's asleep in bed. Everybody push it in there. And you've got a Harley. And you've got it before the tax raise for sales tax. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. See Nathan down there, or Ernie, or Jessica, and say, I need to have a Harley. I want to experience the ride. I want to live the dream. I want a Harley Davidson. And I tell you what, they have one for you and everything else it takes to ride. Plus a service department that will keep you on the road. Give them a call at 241-7117 or again, 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading. Reading Harley Davidson.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, our show is
Shasta Startup.
There you go.
We have our business show, and then of course at 10 o'clock we have the Bold Truth, where we've been where they come out and they have their
swinging.
They come out swinging, and they come out with axes when they come out too. Where Shasta Startup though is one, it's a positive about business, which is Eric Wittstrom, of course, our guest. Also today, and president of the Northern Division Five Star Bank Business.
Right. Well, that's certainly what gets us bankers excited, is seeing businesses grow and be successful. You know, you talked a little about your business. You're starting really with a blank piece of paper and growing to what it is today. And we've seen that as we've pulled out of this deep, deep economic problem. We're seeing businesses starting to grow and expand. One of your one of your supporters, Home Helpers, we talked about.
Yep.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're very active, been very successful up here in Shasta County, and have recently opened up down in the Sacramento Placer County area. Expanded down there.
Sharon Clark.
We just, you know, Sharon Clark with Home Helpers. We just recently helped a Reading-based company. I'll keep it to the, if they want to talk about it, they can. But they they've been in the Sacramento area operating and renting, and just closed on a 90,000 square foot facility in the Sacramento area. Just bought to expand down in the Sacramento area. Help.
That's one of our Reading.
It's
a Reading based
organization.
Company. Been in business for since the last depression back in the 30s. And so it's, so, you know, it's fun. It's,
we need to have them on.
This is the thing that really, you know, is what we should be doing in the community. We should be helping businesses to the extent we can finance and grow. And, that's kind of what gets us excited. We're seeing more and more of it every year.
So do you think, so are you believing that, you know, when you said, I heard you say something, you said like when we're past the worst part. You believe that?
Yeah, well, I think we are. I think we're, you know, it's not robust times. I think when history's written and we look back at the first decade, you know, of this century, it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties. Money was flowing, people were spending money people really didn't earn. They got because their house went up in value, or, you know, borrowed money and
dot coms
stuff. And so a lot of money was created. We came out of a time of kind of slow growth, and all of a sudden, huge expansion. Money was going fast, and it's just human nature to spend it and do things. And now we've had to regroup. We've hit a tough time because, you know, that isn't sustainable.
No.
And, but the businesses that have survived and have worked through it and watch their P's and Q's do make good business decisions are growing. And I think they'll see continued success. It's certainly been painful for everybody. And, you know, we had the senator on, we talked about taxes and we can look, you know, we're going to look forward to more taxes and more people in the pockets,
more fees
and people in the pocket, government in the pocket of those that are creating wealth and earning money. However, you know, the American way is to fight and be successful. And I think in our little corner of the world up here, we're seeing a number of businesses fighting and come out of this, and they're successful, they've survived, and they're growing, and they want to keep doing what they're doing and be successful.
Okay, well, let's take a break on that one. Eric Wichtum, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. They are really into the small business loans and bigger businesses now, of course. He sees brightness on the horizon, and this is probably, I think it's the first time you said this in a couple of years that you see brightness coming, and you see an end to this and growth. Great.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown.
With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott. 8:55 in the morning on a Friday. Now, Monday morning, Enjoy Magazine comes on with us and tells us what's going on because it's the first Monday of each month.
Absolutely.
Now, tell everybody, sweetie, what's going on this weekend, because a lot of things are still on. Everything's still on.
Well, almost. Before we start, I want to congratulate Bill. Those tickets for the Cascade Christmas are here. You've got two for tomorrow night. You won. And come by the station, because, of course, that's tomorrow night. I also want to remind you a couple things that are going on. There is a party tonight at the French Gulch Hotel. Lou White and his band. It's open to the public. He's going to be playing. It's a lot of fun for those people who want to venture out and have a great dinner. And there's also the Winterfest is happening tonight as well. Kicks off at 4:30 tonight at the Market Street Promenade in downtown parking area with the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at 7. And the Redding's annual Christmas tree lighting will kick off the holiday season for the last time from California Street parking lot. Next year, officials are set to move the tree and place a new stand in the middle of Market Street Promenade. We also know that Saturday night is happening, okay? It's a green light tomorrow night. The lighted Christmas parade will be happening. Come down. Carl and I are going to be there I don't care if it's raining, what's happening, we're going to be down there. It is a definite...
Always a great event.
Definite go. So,
did you say Winterfest is on tonight then?
I did say that. Okay. All right. So, Eric Woodstrom, we have a few minutes left. President of Five Star Bank, you are right in the mix and the right of the meat of everything that's happening. New businesses,
yeah. And, you know, we talked about some of the existing businesses in town that have expanded outside of Shasta County, and you know, we're seeing new businesses downtown. We see the new tire store here on Eureka Way that just opened up. Shout out to them. Yeah, they've done a great job, kind of hitting the ground. Increasing the competition in that space. The KMS building that's been vacant for a number of years.
Really?
And I don't know if they've publicly announced it, but I think we'll have a tenant in there as of January 1. And,
fabulous.
And creating new jobs, a business moving into town, creating
Yay.
Jobs. And so there are things happening. I think it's, there's kind of a spirit, I think a renewed spirit. The elections are over. Some people are satisfied, some aren't, but there's nothing you can do to change it. So it's, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and let's go.
I want to congratulate. We were last night, both of us, at the Chamber of Commerce, and they really did the server and the business awards, and they nominated a bunch of people that would be
a lot of people
from. Somebody who would be, you know, the excellent checker of, you know, at a grocery store to...
Really recognized a lot of people that don't always get recognized.
Exactly, and I thought, and, well, that's really sweet.
Yeah, it was kind of a unique twist. You know, there's a lot of business successes that we see and we recognize and people that donate and have contributed a lot to our community. But last night was really all about customer service and recognize some of the people that, you know, the people that don't always get recognized other than an attaboy. To here they are in front of their peers and other businesses getting recognized for the hard work and the good customer service they do. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of us sell the same thing. I mean, we rent money. We give you a safe place to put it. There's a lot of other facilities that do that. And what we all try and do better is give good customer service.
Well, congratulations to you. And we were honored last night. We were honored as, you know, excellence of business, and we felt very honored for that.
Yeah, and, you know, absolutely, and we appreciate that. Hey, I want to announce one more thing. A Serviceman's Feast, a dinner for our military, police, and firemen families is going to be tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Santa and his helper will also be there handing out toys for the kids. So that's for all of our police families, our servicemen families, our and our first responder families. Will be tomorrow from 3 to 7 p.m. and at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. And come join them. It's all free. And then you can, if you get there early, and you go out and watch the parade.
There you go.
Well, we'll
sounds
see
like
you.
A great Saturday evening.
Thank you so much, Eric Woodstrom, and we'll see you. Bob Alonji and Brenda Belongi will be out there as well. And again, we're going to be right on Sacramento Street and California Street out, and we're looking at the downtown. They've actually extended the route for the parade. It's going to be going down California Street, down Sacramento Street, down Pine Street, and again, Senator Maurice Johansson is our. Hello.
Is our Grand Marshal. Oh, it's just, oh, that's fantastic. Our emergency, that's our emergency,
broadcasting network.
Yeah. Oh, is there anything, we should tell people?
Good.
Anything we should tell anybody, Bob?
This is a test.
That's a test.
Oh. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. This is a great
Eric,
week. Eric, thank you so much. And, Senator Gaines, thank you. It's been a good week. Be careful this weekend. It's going to be really rainy, really slick out there. We'll see you at the parade. They're going to have the Winterfest and the light goes up. Lighting goes up. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. As negotiations go on behind closed doors on Capitol Hill, President Obama's getting a tour of a toy parts factory before a speech on his tax and spending plan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. That's outside Philly.
President Obama is touring production facilities here at the Rodon Company, the toy manufacturer behind such brands as Kinex and Angry Birds. The point, the White House says, is to showcase a company that could be hard hit if middle-class tax rates go up and consumer spending goes down. The president will hold firm on his demand that tax rates go up on the wealthiest 2% of taxpayers. That was part of the latest fiscal cliff offer from the administration's. Republicans call it a non-starter. A White House spokesperson countering it mirrors the president's campaign promise, Chris.
Jared, a day after a United Nations vote in favor of a separate Palestinian state, Israel approves plans to build more homes in the West Bank for its people. Fox News Radio's Emily Weathers live in Jerusalem.
An official here in Israel says the government has approved the construction.